It is June 12th, 2015. This is Rory Grennan, and I'm accompanied by Katie Nichols from the Sousa Archives. We're at the home of James Michael Powers.
Yes.
Percussionist extraordinaire.
Thank you.
A longtime part of the Champaign-Urbana music scene. We're going to talk a little bit today about his career and about how the scene has changed over the years. Mr. Powers, please say hello.
Hello. I would like to insert the fact that one of the things that I'm happiest about is that I was, after having been a local talent here at the cozy little campus town, I did live 9 years in Houston, Texas, and that's where a lot of the heavy stuff happened in my life. So I just wanted to mention that. I did live in Houston. But I'm happy. This is my home. Oh, my God, this is home. This is where I went to high school, class of 68. And, my childhood actually was in Pekin, just south of Peoria. I lived with my mother and stepfather my earliest years. Then my sister and I moved to live with our father. Lived in several places, suburbs, then Decatur, and then here, finally. And here, I went from Pekin and from Brookfield. I attended Illinois Summer Youth Music, which is here at Allen Hall, as a child, not really living here. But that was very important in my discovering my talent.
What year was that, ISYM?
Probably 64.
How old were you then?
About 14.
What did your father do that he moved around so much?
He was a field attorney for the Veterans Administration. While living in Chicago, he worked in the office, downtown Chicago. But as a field attorney, he lived first in Decatur, then here. And the fact is, shortly after we moved here, my father died. And that was big part of my informative years. And then 2 years later, my mother died. And that's a big part of my story, too.
And she had been in Pekin, still.
Yes.
Did you stay with anyone else at that time?
I stayed with the singer's family, the singer and the Finchley boys.
So you were old enough to be playing out by then?
Yeah, I was still playing. No, I was in a soul band, actually, called Unit 4.
Yeah, let's back up.
And we played at a place that was then called Club 45. Later became a strip club. It's a really simple, straight-ahead experience. However, one of the biggest career things that I can mention is while in Houston, I did play drums for Bo Diddley twice.